You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 311, Scripture is Final Authority? Today's challenge. The Bible teaches we should do theology by Scripture alone, sola scriptura, because Jesus and the apostles quoted Scripture as their final authority. Today's defense. This claim is demonstrably false. Although Jesus and the apostles quote from Scripture, all this shows is that they considered it an authority capable of settling questions it deals with, not that it was the only authority. Speaking of it as their final authority misleadingly assumes there was a single final authority for them, but a person can have Scripture as an authority while also having other authorities. Thus, Catholics, Orthodox, and other Christians who do not accept sola scriptura also quote Scripture to settle issues. Just look at other entries in this book. Scripture is regularly cited to prove different points, yet the author clearly does not believe in sola scriptura. Therefore, the sola scriptura advocate will need to show more than that Jesus and the apostles quoted Scripture to settle issues. He will need to show that they recognized no other authorities. This is not possible. For a start, Jesus and the early Christians lived in an age when public revelation was still being given. Some of these revelations are recorded in Scripture. For example, Matthew 1:20-21, Luke 1:11-20, Acts 9:4-6, etc. Regardless of whether a revelation was recorded in Scripture, and many were not until decades after they were given, its message was authoritative. This of itself reveals that the early Christians did not believe in sola scriptura. The transmission of revealed material, whether it took the form of a vision or not, is tradition, and the early Christians passed on tradition in oral form long before it was written in Scripture. For example, Matthew 10:7, Luke 10:1-16, etc. They also believed a divine teaching authority, in Latin, magisterium, had been given to the church, beginning with Jesus himself, who taught them as one who had authority and not as their scribes, Matthew 8:29, and pronounced authoritatively on the correct interpretation of prior revelation, Matthew 5:21-48. Similarly, the leaders of the church recognized that they were divinely guided in a way that allowed them to pronounce authoritatively on the questions of their day, Acts 15:1-29. We thus see the early church using Scripture, tradition, and the magisterium.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.